Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Uzbekistan's authoritarian ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died, ending days of speculation about whether he was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities said the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. He was pronounced dead Friday evening, one day after the country's independence holiday. And now, who becomes the next leader? James Nixie of London's Chatham House believes the largest and most powerful Central Asian nation could face prolonged infighting.
If there is no arranged succession system, then there is, in the background, it follows, a great deal of squabbling, infighting, and that makes it sound somewhat childlike. What I really mean is that there is a fight for power.
Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his power, and he did not groom anyone to take over after him. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for a bomb blast that killed 14. Explosion hit a market in Duterte's hometown of Davao. President was in the city at the time of the explosion. He was also mayor of Davao, hugely popular there for more than 20 years before becoming president in June. Protesters in Gabon's capital have carried out widespread looting as unrest continues following this week's announcement. Incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his challenger Jean Ping in a nationwide vote. This is VOA News. Members of the UN Security Council have been in South Sudan threatening an arms embargo and sanctions if the government rejects a plan to bring in another 4,000 peacekeepers. The rare visit focuses on the council's decision to deploy the peacekeepers with a strengthened mandate to protect civilians after numerous reports of rapes and attacks by government troops after renewed fighting erupted in Juba in July. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
We have a lot of dire situations in the world. This is one of the worst. And we are prepared as the international community to continue to invest in standing with the people of South Sudan. But we need the government of South Sudan to do its part and allow the UN and the humanitarian community to be the partners that they really want to be.
South Sudan is wary of giving the UN more authority and has called the plan a new form of colonialism. Diplomats representing all 15 council members are expected to meet with President Salva Kiir today and urge both sides to adhere to a fragile 2015 peace deal meant to end the country's civil war. Around 12,000 UN peacekeepers are operating in South Sudan. As it hosts the G20 summit, China has spared no effort to make sure the event is a success. Most local residents of China's historic city of Hangzhou are proud their hometown has been thrust onto the international stage and chosen to host the meetings. VOA's Bill Ide is in Hangzhou, where President Obama is set to arrive in a few hours.
This is President Obama's last trip to the region, so he really wants to shore up this relationship as best he can to try to keep it going in a sort of a positive direction, or at least to highlight the ways that the two can work together. And that is key. While many argue and say that the pivot is about fighting against China or trying to encircle China, it's also about keeping U.S. presence here in the region and also working together, finding ways to cooperate with all of the members of Asia, including China.
VOA correspondent Bill Ide in Hangzhou, China. Americans are celebrating the Labor Day weekend, culminating on Monday with the holiday honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Holiday also has a signal, unofficial signal, that is, to the end of summer in the United States. Labor Day is the first Monday in September, became an official holiday in 1894. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, welcoming you to another trip to the Newport Jazz Festival. We'll go backstage before his performance there to talk to the great saxophonist Joe Lovano and his wonderful vocalizing wife, Judy Silvano. Yes, we return to our sunny Saturday in Newport, and I know you'll enjoy the brand new music from Joe Lovano and his Joe Lovano Quartet. It's classic, live at Newport, recorded with an all-star cast, including the legendary pianist Hank Jones, in 2005. So get ready for that brand new music. And his very, very talented vocalizing wife, Judy Silvano, as well. We must begin, though, on a sad note once again on this edition of Jazz America. Just last week, we noted the passing of the great master of the vibes, Bobby Hutcherson. Well, now, as of Monday, the 22nd of August, the great master of jazz harmonica, Toots Thielemans, has passed away at the age of 94. He worked with so many incredible musicians, everyone from Charlie Parker to Benny Goodman to George Shearing to pop artists like Paul Simon and Billy Joel. He worked with Quincy Jones and Dizzy Gillespie and Ella Fitzgerald, with a number of great Brazilian artists. He was one of the most versatile players in all of jazz history because he played not only his signature instrument, the harmonica, but also guitar, and was a great whistler. Now just think about that. No small thing. Try to whistle right now. When was the last time you tried to improvise as a whistler? Well, he could do it, and not only play in traditional jazz, but as I mentioned earlier, in pop settings. And once he moved from his original home in Brussels, Belgium, where he was born in 1922, he became an American citizen and spent lots of time on the West Coast, making music for motion pictures like Midnight Cowboy and The Getaway, even for television, for commercials, and for television programs like the famous children's program in America, Sesame Street. Jean-Baptiste Frédéric Isidore Thielemans was born on April the 29th in 1922 in Brussels, came to America and became an American citizen, and at that point lost his Belgian citizenship. But because he was such a master of the arts, the King of Belgium restored his citizenship and made him an honorary baron in 2001. Let's enjoy some of the music of Toots Thielemans. Here's music that helped him return to his roots with the sound of Belgium and France. He worked with French and Belgian artists on the album Chez Toots, and from that here's Sous la Ciel de Paris. Toots Thielemans, we remember him fondly as we begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
where is the moon above and love is far away too? Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere this music is where you are. Somewhere the heaven, how near or how far? The darkest night will shine if you would come see me soon. But do you do?
American vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater from her album Live in Paris with How High the Moon, and preceding that, the Belgian-born master of the harmonica Toots Thielemans, recorded live in California at the Hollywood Savoy Cafe. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we return to the Newport Jazz Festival, backstage just before his performance with his longtime friend and associate John Scofield in their quartet. I had a chance to catch up with Joe Lovano and talk to him about the magic of playing Newport. My wife asked me to check out your shoes, Joe, because last time she took pictures, she says, remember the guy that had those great sneakers? I went, okay, he's got them on again. Joe Lovano is here at the Newport Jazz Festival. Do you have like a house around here or something?
Well, you know, I was looking at some properties up here. Yeah, right. Incredible. It's just so beautiful to be here. And to come up to Newport and play some music all the time like this, man, it's really fantastic. Incredible.
It is nice to be a regular here, and you are, in a way, a regular. This is a magical place and a magical vibe around here. The players always seem to get more inspired in some ways than they do in other places because they're thinking, you know, this is the grandfather of all jazz festivals. I'm playing Newport. I'm going to bring it today.
Well, you know, it's a kind of beautiful atmosphere that you, when you revisit, it means something to you in your musical development, you know. And through the years, for me, just listening to some of the recordings that were made here live at Newport through the years, especially like Miles and Monk at Newport, you know, the Ellington Band, Paul Gonsalves, you know, Coltrane's recordings live at Newport, you know. So you're it's like when you play the Village Vanguard, you know, you're in a room and a space calling the spirits with the joyous energy that surrounds that, you know, and it feeds your ideas and, you know, your enthusiasm to develop further, you know.
Let's debut a cut from Classic, Live at Newport, recorded in 2005 with Hank Jones on piano, George Mraz and Lewis Nash joining him, Joe Lovano with Big Ben on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Monty Alexander, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
With a reggae flavor to that music, and with good reason, that is Jamaican-born keyboardist, the great Monty Alexander, who performed at the Newport Jazz Festival this year. Crazy Baldheads, the name of that song, from his salute to his fellow Jamaican Bob Marley, called Concrete Jungle. More coming up with Joe Lovano, and in just a bit, his very talented vocalizing wife, Judy Silvano. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message from a longtime Jazz America listener, Paul Okudo in Nairobi, Kenya, who reminds us of the passing of another fantastic musician. He wrote to me, "Hi, Russ, kindly play Anything by the clarinetist Pete Fountain, who passed away on August the 6th, 2016. I'm learning about him sadly upon his death." Well, thank you for reminding us about Pete Fountain, and I'm going to be happy to play some music by him right now. Interesting story with this gentleman. His grandfather was from France, moved to the United States, to New Orleans, and of course, that's a French colony originally, and lots of French influence, Caribbean, Creole, and etc. And young Pete Fountain had very intense respiratory problems, and a doctor suggested his father get him a musical instrument so that it would help his lungs expand and exercise and get stronger. By golly, that's exactly what happened. His father bought him a clarinet, not an easy horn to play, but Pete Fountain became one of the masters. Here is Pete Fountain from his Greatest Hits package with his version of the W.C. Handy Classic St. Louis Blues. We remember Pete Fountain fondly and honor him with this song dedicated to Paul Okudo of Nairobi, Kenya, here on VOA's Jazz America. the dynamic Japanese-born pianist Hiromi Uehara with the song In a Trance from her latest release, the brilliant album Spark with her trio. Here on VOA's Jazz America, Hiromi has thrilled the crowds at the Newport Jazz Festival over the years. She's become quite a favorite there. Russ Davis here. Let me share with you another of the conversations I enjoyed at the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival. And in this case, who should be standing by after I just finished my conversation with saxophonist Joe Lovano, but his wonderful wife, the great vocalist and composer Judy Silvano. Just quickly about your painting. You painted the cover for Joe's Live at Newport recording?
You know, what a thrill, an amazing development in my life. It's the last 5 years I've started painting, and I've been surrounded by artwork in many forms my whole life. One of my mother's younger brother was a great painter all of his life, and my mother loved art and took us to museums all the time. So, you know, in Girl Scouts, I did little projects, and I've been drawing and sketching musicians for many, many years. Mm. About 5 years ago, I finally started taking a few classes and learning about watercolor and oils and portraiture. Mm. So I've been painting quite a bit, and when Joe was working on this latest CD that's was recorded here at Newport. Yeah. He said one day he was going out to play golf with a friend, and he said, "Hey, why don't you paint me some sailboats like Newport?" And I was like, "Really?" I said, "Okay." So he went out golfing, and I painted three different sailboats, and he chose one of them. The first one was lovely pastel colors. The second was of more of a sunset sky, early sunset. It was also very nice, but the third one, I called it Fiery Sky. And it had really dramatic colors, and that's the one that Joe chose. And the Blue Note folks loved it, so I'm thrilled. What a nice way to have music and art come together.
Hear, hear. And yeah. And thank you, Mother. Every day is Mother's Day. My mother taught me poetry, sang, turned me on to jazz. I mean, if without mothers, what would we do?
We learn so much. That's why it's so important for parents to realize that the more they expose their children to, the more chance they have later on in life to appreciate it. If they never hear anything but, you know, talk radio, and they'll never know anything about music. So it's the people that, if you talk to musicians around the world, they remember hearing all kinds of music. For myself, my parents loved classical music and opera. My mother was a big band fan. She's the one that loved all the horns and started taking me to dance concerts. And so, yeah, parents, every day is Mother's and Father's Day. It's true. Good thing to remember.
Thank you, Judy. Great to see you as always.
Great to see you. What a nice surprise.
Me too.
See you.
As you listen to the band, don't you get a bubble? As you listen to them play, don't you get a glow? If you step out on the floor, you'll forget your trouble. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woe. So come get together, let the dance floor feel a feather. Let yourself go. Come hit the timber. Loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba?
Don't you dare to end.
let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So
Judy Silvano and the title cut from her 2004 release, Let Yourself Go. Now, let's enjoy some music from a gentleman who just turned 72 on the 25th of August. And by the way, he's from the same hometown as Judy Silvano, Philadelphia. Here's Pat Martino, recorded live at the Oakland, California club Yoshi's, with the song Olio on Jazz America from VOA 1. With Joey DeFrancesco joining him on organ, that's Pat Martino with Olio, live at Yoshi's. More coming up with Joe Lovano next hour. Stay tuned.